Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Here's a question for you. What's your email address saying about your Canadian business? First impressions matter, and your email says a lot. It's your customer's first look at your brand. A custom.ca email shows you're credible, professional, and proudly Canadian. It signals you do business in Canada. For Canadians, show you mean business from the get-go. Get your custom.ca email now at yourcustomemail.ca and let your email do the talking.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name's Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi everyone, this is Mahin and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the key ingredients of building a thriving business with a focus on the power of people, leadership, and customer centricity. In today's competitive market, attracting and retaining top talent is crucial for business success. And according to a recent study by Indeed Canada, 65% of Canadian employers report difficulty in finding qualified candidates, highlighting the importance of creating a positive and engaging work environment that attracts and motivates employees. So for that, joining us today is Carlo Di Leo, the president and owner of Spotter Security, a leading provider of security solutions across North America. Carlo's passion for understanding and motivating people, coupled with his customer-centric approach to business, has been instrumental in Spotter Security's success. And today, we'll delve into Carlo's insights on building a strong and motivated team, his passion for sales and customer service, and his philosophy of running a business with a people-first approach. So without a further ado, let's dive in. Carlo, we're very excited to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very pleased to have you with us. Now, Carlo, let's begin our discussion by understanding and motivating people. Carlo, you've emphasized many times the importance of understanding and motivating people as a key driver of business's success. Can you please share your insights on what motivates employees and how understanding different personalities and motivations can help in building a successful team?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing is, the most important thing is understanding that everybody's unique. Every person that you're dealing with, whether it's an employee, a customer, or even everybody in your daily routine, each person has different communication styles, has different motivations. As a leader, you need to adjust your approach. And depending on who you're dealing with, you have to make sure that you're adjusting yourself to make the most out of that interaction. You know, some people, they need to feel secure and safe. Some employees, they want full autonomy and they prefer to work independently and only need to check in once or twice a week. Some people need constant feedback all day long. And, you know, the biggest thing is that everybody's different and you have to really get to know each individual, adjust your communication style to meet their needs. I've been running my company for 21 years now. And I think the most important part of the business is my team. It's really like the right team is the difference between being a one-man show and, you know, building a real business that customers want to buy from.
That's a very valuable perspective, Carlo. I mean, recognizing individual differences and tailoring your approach to motivation can create a more engaged and productive workforce. And building a strong team, I mean, involves not only finding the right people, but also ensuring that they are in the right roles. How do you identify and nurture talent within your organization, Carlo, to ensure that employees are aligned with their strengths and contribute effectively to the company's goals?
The biggest, I mean, it starts in the recruiting process. You know, back in the day when I first started the company, I would basically hire anybody that wanted to work from. Then as you start to grow, you start to realize that, you know, you have to find the right people. So putting in a strong recruiting process and a strong interview process is key. But there's things that you need to do before and after that you want to try to kind of start to uncover the person's personality and, you know, if they're the right fit for the role. For example, right now I'm hiring for my sales team, more specifically a business development role. So in that role, the person has to be calling and, you know, doing cold outreach all day long, pretty much. So in my head, the first thing that comes to my mind is, can this person do that? Do they want to be calling, outreaching to people, which most likely are going to get shut down? You know, how am I going to motivate them? So what I might do is something like, you know, I'll narrow it down to two or three people, and then I'll say, hey, you know, I'm interested in doing an interview, but I'm busy this week. I'm going to schedule it for next week. And then I'll wait and see if, you know, they reach out to me. If they're a true business development person, they're going to reach out to me next week and they're going to try to set up that appointment. But really, once they're hired, it's important to give that person attention and give them the time to, you know, to get to know the person. And you also have to give them some space to make mistakes and see how they handle them, and really get to kind of understand what makes that person succeed. Do they need a lot of direction? You know, do they like making decisions on their own? It's important to kind of learn all these things to make sure that that person, you know, you're setting that person up to succeed in your company.
Mm-hmm. That's a thoughtful approach, Carlo. I mean, providing opportunities for growth and development can empower employees and foster a sense of ownership and commitment to the company's success. And your passion for sales and customer service, they're quite evident in Spotter Security's strong track record. But can you please elaborate on your approach to sales and customer service and how you instill these principles in your team to ensure customer satisfaction and drive business growth?
Yeah, that's a big challenge because, you know, when you're starting a company and, you know, you have this vision of how you want to interact with people and how you treat customers, whether it's a prospect or an existing customer, you know, then it becomes challenging because you have a team and you have to figure out how to, you know, make your team care the way you care about it, and show them how you want customers to be treated. So I spend a lot of time working with my team to understand, you know, their own personality, making sure that they understand their own personalities, and how to identify different personalities of the people that we work with, like customers of ours. At the end of the day, we're all human, right? So there's a lot of emotion at play. And if you're not able to adjust yourself and quickly figure out what that person on the other side of the phone needs, you know, it's not going to go really far. You know, some customers, they want answers quickly, right? So when they're emailing or calling, you know, I'm making sure that my team is identifying those types of customers, you know, their different personality, they want answers quick. Some customers during the sales cycle, they want a lot of detail, right? So you want to make sure that the salesperson that's on that call is providing that detail, is giving, you know, enough time to kind of make sure that this person understands every part of the system that we're selling. You know, but it goes even beyond that. I encourage my team to dig deeper and make sure they're connecting with people on a more personal level, right? You want to, like, to deliver amazing customer service, you have to understand that, you know, what can we really do to help that person succeed? So if you're, you know, a facility manager at a business and you're dealing with us for security, you know, what does that facility manager need to succeed in their role at their company and look good? So it goes, you know, it goes beyond just answering the phone and giving good customer service. You have to really connect with people and understand how you can kind of help them, you know, win at their job, right?
Mm-hmm. The focus on building genuine connections and providing exceptional service is truly commendable. And listeners, if you are creating a workplace where your employees feel valued, respected, and motivated to continue their best work, please remember a people-first approach is not just about employee satisfaction. It's really about building a thriving business that attracts and retains top talent. Now let's get back to our conversation, Carlo, and learn about how your leadership philosophy has shaped Spotter Security's success, because you're quite a strong advocate for running a business with people-first philosophy. Can you tell us a bit more about what this means to you and how you create a workplace where employees feel trusted, safe, and motivated to grow?
Sure. I mean, people might think I'm crazy for the way, you know, for when I say this, people think I'm nuts, but you know, if I had an organizational chart for Spotter, it would be upside down compared to everybody else's, with me at the bottom and everybody else above. Because I truly believe that I work for my employees. You know, if you think about it, if I focus as an owner, as a president of the company, and if I put my focus on unlocking somebody's potential and helping them succeed, then they'll succeed in their role, which means that the business will succeed. And then at the end, that benefits me as the owner. It takes quite a bit of work to kind of do it that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to get individuals into these roles and set them up for success. And, you know, how do you do that, right? There's so many companies with bad work environments. They don't value their employees. And, you know, I try to spend a lot of time creating a safe work environment where people feel trusted so that they don't have to worry about any, you know, anything other than just their job, their work. How can, you know, I want to make them win. When employees feel that trust and that safety, you know, they treat our customers the same way, right? So they kind of provide that same feeling to our clients, where our clients will feel like, oh, they're not being lied to, or they're not, you know, they feel like they can call Spotter, they trust us, and they don't have to think too much about it. And, you know, here's the final piece of the puzzle. When our customers are happy and talking positively about us, which they do, by the way, our employees then feel good, right? And if our employees feel good, then it all starts to kind of trickle down. And that's all because of the you know, the upside down organizational chart that I talk about.
That's an inspiring approach, Carlo. I mean, fostering a culture of trust, open communication, and empowerment, it can create a positive and productive work environment where employees, they feel valued and motivated to contribute their best. Now, in your LinkedIn article, you shared a compelling story about taking a leap of faith into entrepreneurship. Can you please tell us what were some of the key lessons you learned from that experience, and what advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs who are considering taking a similar risk?
If you're a person that if you're a person that does what it takes to come through, right, to get to the finish line no matter what, then don't overthink it. Just go. You know, there's so many obstacles when you're running a company, starting a business. You know, you'll never be able to define all the problems and figure out a fix to that problem. You have to just go and adjust along the way. And you have to be ready to lose a lot more than you win. If you're not comfortable losing, then, you know, starting a company is not for you. You know, there's a lot of garbage on social media that people read, and, you know, they're posting about making millions of dollars running a business. But, you know, a lot of that's BS. You know, you have to really, a lot of times when you're running a business, it's just always an uphill battle, and you have to be used to that. You have to be able to kind of live with that, right?
No, that's a valuable lesson, Carlo. I mean, calculated risks, resilience, and the willingness to learn from setbacks, they're essential qualities for entrepreneurial success. And Carlo, your insights on understanding and motivating people, building a people-centric business, and navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship, they've been incredibly valuable. If there's one key message that you want listeners to take away from our discussion today, what would it be?
You can't change people. You can adjust, you can only adjust your approach, right? So you have to really understand yourself and how you come off to people. So you have to adjust your approach so that you can get the most out of other people. You know, until AI takes over everybody's jobs, you know, we're dealing with people, we're dealing with humans, and there's so many different personalities, so many different motivators out there, depending on the person. And, you know, getting good at learning about people and understanding their personalities is key, because you're constantly dealing with people. So, you know, you want those people to kind of enjoy their interactions with you. And the only way to do that is understanding yourself and adjusting your approach when you're dealing with them.
That's a very powerful message, Carlo. I mean, investing in your people, fostering a positive work environment, and prioritizing customer relationships, they are truly the key ingredients for building a thriving and sustainable business. So thank you so much for breaking that down for us. But it has been a pleasure to have you on the show today. And for that, we would love to thank you for sharing your wisdom and your experiences with us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, that was an inspiring conversation with Carlo Di Leo, the president and owner of Spotter Security, on the importance of understanding and motivating people, creating a people-centric workplace, and navigating the challenges and rewards of entrepreneurship. Again, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. We appreciate your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. You can also visit our website, CanadianSME.ca, for more valuable information and tools. A special thanks to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, IHG, and Google. Google for their ongoing commitment. And until next time, please keep innovating and thriving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.